Today's share in the Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Kuf Nun Omud Aleph, and we are in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah in the middle of Siman Tov Kuf Chav Zayin, which deals with the halachos of Erev Tavshilin. And we started Siv Zayin yesterday, where we learned that for various reasons, if people either forgot one time or they had some sort of an unavoidable accident or their Erev was lost, so then they could rely upon the Rav. When he makes an Erev Tavshilin, he says, I also do this for all the people in my town, so they can rely upon this in the situations and the discussion that we had yesterday. So we pick up with the Ramah on the very top line of Kuf Nun Amud Aleph, where the Ramah says, Hu Adin Am Aretz. Likewise, a person who is an Am Aretz and doesn't know the halachos, Sheni Yodeya L'Arev, and he doesn't know how to do an Erev Tavshilin, so he brings down from the Arzurur, the Ramah says that that's perfectly acceptable. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Chavdalet tells us the same thing would apply. The same thing would apply that it could rely upon the Rav in this situation if the Am Haaretz thought that, oh, the rabbi is doing it for me and I can rely upon the rabbi. So the Ramah says that that is acceptable as well. However, the Mechaber continues, Avol mi she'ef shol arev. The Mechaber says, if somebody is able to make an Erev Tavshilin, the low Erev, and he didn't make an Erev Tavshilin, Ela shirotzu lismoch ali ruvo shel gadolir, says, yeah, why should I go to the trouble of making an Erev Tavshilin? The rabbi is doing it. I'll rely upon the rabbi. Now, he knows how to do this, and he could have done it. So in this situation, the Mechaber says, nikra poshe, he's called a negligent person, the eni yotzibo, and he's not allowed to rely upon the Rav's Erev Tavshilin in this situation. The Mishnah Berurah, and Sivkot and Chafei tells us, he's called a Posheya, Mibnei, Shatakonis Chacham Hayosha Kol Echud V'Echud Yase Erev Tavshilin B'Yatzvo. Because the rabbi said, don't rely upon the Rav. We only allow you to rely upon the Rav for these extenuating circumstances, but L'Chatrila, every person should go make their own Erev Tavshilin B'Yatzvo with themselves. Now, doesn't mean that they literally have to do it themselves. They could have a Shliach do it for them as well, but they certainly need to make their own Erev Tavshilin. And the Mishnah Berurah says, "Ukidei she has zocher." The reason behind this was that the people should remember Shem Miyontiv l'Shabbos Oselvashel, to teach us a very important idea that if you can't go cook from Friday Yontiv to Shabbos without making an Erev Tavshilin, Alachas Kama V'Kama, how much more so because she came Miyontiv l'Chol, that you can't cook from a Tuesday Yontiv to a Wednesday Chol. The rabbis didn't want you spending a Yontiv cooking from Yontiv for weekdays. Umiyu. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Lav Davka Hu B'Yatzmo." The Mishnah Berurah says that you Lav Davka have to make it yourself. Do Adin, if you wish to, imamana shliach nami, if you appoint a shliach to do it for you, that's perfectly good. The shluch shalav dukmoso, because normally the shliach functions like yourself. And the chiddush over here of the mechaber that you shouldn't rely upon somebody else, you should make it yourself, is because you shouldn't go rely upon the rav. Shemeichin mitavshilin veino nimlach ben b'shasas yoso, and he's doing it and not really relying upon you at that time. It's only after the fact that when he finds out somebody in his shul didn't make an Erev Tavshilin, he said, don't worry, I had you in mind. But it's not a lichatchila that you should rely upon the Rav without specifically appointing the Rav, please go and make your Erev Tavshilin for me. The issue, footnote number 34 brings down, person said, hey, I'm not cooking. I'm going to eat out for Shabbos, and therefore I don't need to cook anything, and therefore I didn't make an Erev Tavshilin. But then things change. And his plans now means that he has to eat in his own house. So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, if it was an accidental thing, let's say the person who he's supposed to eat by got sick and he couldn't go there. So in that situation, you could rely upon the Godel Eir. This is like an ones, and therefore you could rely upon the Rav's Erev Tavshilin, and you could cook on Friday Yontif for Shabbos based upon his Erev Tavshilin. Rosh Shlomo Zalman also adds, Shagam kishiyah zeh shalom machmas ones, even if it's not because of an ones. Lo borush nechshav kiproshea, even in the situation where it wasn't an ones, he just changed his mind and says, I don't feel like going there. So it's still not called negligent, and you might be able to rely upon the Rav in this situation as well. Bedas, Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal says, Shibuchol Ofen Shinimlach, anytime you change, it's like an ones, and you can rely upon the Rav. Furthermore, Mishiniach Erev Tavshilin B'Mokom Ha'olulipas Lehef said, if a person puts his Erev Tavshilin in a place where it's highly likely that it's going to go and get eaten by, let's say, dogs or mice, so the Eshel Avromi B'Chach brings down, Shinech Shavadovik Kekorv L'Pshia, that's like negligence, any Ha'olusmoch Ha'liru V'Shogolir, then you can't rely upon the Rav's Erev Tavshilin in that situation. The issue footnote number 35 says, Ulam Mishahechin is called Sarche Bishulo called Miyantiv. If somebody says, listen, I cooked for Shabbos already, I had everything cooked for Shabbos. I had the candles lit and everything, and I don't need an Erev Tavshilin. And therefore he doesn't make one. So Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal in the Igros Moshe brings down She'eino mitzuva la'ariv. He has no mitzvah to go make an Erev Tevshilin. The idea of an Erev Tevshilin really is for people that will need it. That's why the rabbi set it up. Albeit, it's also to remind us that you can't cook from Yontif to a weekday. And Rav Moshe brings a raya from that which we said previously, she'ikno kimcho li'acherim, if somebody gave away all of his food, all of his flour to somebody else, so then eino chayev l'leches lebeisu lasos Erev Tevshilin. He doesn't have to go there and get stuff to make an Erev Tevshilin. And Rav Moshe further adds, "Shemikol mokom ein lahoros lahachin akol kodem yontiv kedei shelo lahaz his dakek leiruv itavshilim." But you shouldn't go and tell people to do this lechatchila, kiven shiyochol lotzis mikach mirsho, because it could lead to a problem that people will not prepare everything, and then they'll not remember that you're not allowed to go and prepare from Friday yontiv to Shabbos without an erev tavshilin. Now we go to Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Chavav. He said that a person who intentionally relied upon the Rav when he could have done it himself is called the Boshev, Enu Yotzibo. So Mishbura says, Ein hachachamim maknim eruvam lemishu yochol lasos biatzmo misatzo, that the Rav of the town didn't have such a person in mind, according to this Mechaber. However, the Mishbura says, with Da, he says, not everybody agrees with this. The Harbi poskim, and you can see this in the Mishnah, in the Sharet Zion, Osla Meches, he brings out, look in the Rambam, and the Maor, and the Rashba, and the Ra'or, and the Ran, the Shiboli Lekin, and the Meiri, and also look in the Nishmas Adam, they all hold, the Harbi poskim hold, Cholkim Azeh, they disagree with this Mechaber, Uladidhu, Yochol kol adam lismoch lechachila al erev shogod l'ir, that lechachila, everybody who wishes to could rely upon the Rav's erev tavshilin. V'af ha'gedolim mechabim be'eruvim l'haknus kol adam l'chalofin, and in fact, the rabbi intends to be motzi anybody that wishes to. Ve'ezu she'enu yotzei be'eruvim, and who isn't yotzei with the Rav's erev? The only people that would be excluded are the people that specifically always make their own Erev Tavshilin and do not wish to be included in the Rav's. And such a person forgot a couple of times in a row, and he didn't make an Erev Tavshilin. Even in this situation, the Gadol is not motzi this person, because he doesn't rely upon the Gadol, and therefore it doesn't get included in the Gadol's Erev Tavshilin. However, he points out, it's even possible in this situation, the Efshar, b'di'evit, yesh l'smoch ha-poskim elu, u'lohokom yishom simchas yontuf. Maybe you could rely upon these poskim to even allow it in this situation, because otherwise it would be a lack of simchas yontuf. Now we go to Sivches. The Mechaber writes, kishem o'arev ach alacherim eino sorech l'farid. When a person is having in mind other people, he doesn't have to specify by name who they are. El miniach b'chlal al kol b'niyir. He can just say, anybody living in my city is yotze with my eruv. And Shabur in Sivkot Chavzayin says, b'shor shem mezakeh ayde acher. This is if he's doing this ayde acher. He's being mezakeh for other people. V'adin b'miras ha'nusach yomer li, and he says, I'm making this for me and anybody else that doesn't make an Erev. And then Mechaber continues in this way, this way anybody who's within the city limits is included in the Erev of the Rav. The Ramon now adds, he says, however, but somebody outside the Tchum of the city is not normally included in the Rav's Erev Tavshilin. In a Yotzibo, he doesn't get included, even if he has an Erev Tuchumim that allows him to be within that city that the Rav made the Erev Tavshilin in. Nevertheless, he's not included. That wasn't what he had in mind. Unless the Rav of the town knew that and specifically intended to include him. He brings this down for the Magid Mishnah. The Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Chavches adds, the Min Hastam Ein Daito Shalodom L'Haknos, the Rav normally doesn't have in mind Elamishu Biro, people living in the city, or B'Tchum Alpaim, or that are within the Tchum of the city. He's not planning on including other people that are making an Erev Tchumim to be able to be included in his Erev Tavshilin. Unless he specifically stated so. Sivkot Chavches in the Mishnah Berurah, Omiyu, Im Lo Iniach Erev Tchumim, if he didn't make an Erev Tchumim, then he can't go and rely upon that Rav's Erev Tavshilin. Lo Mahani to know, even though he included him in his Tanai, I'm including you, it's not good. Because he can't take the Erev Tavshilin because he's too far away, but he didn't make an Erev Tuchumim. The issue footnote number 37 brings down, Misha Roga B'chol Erev Yontif, La'ari the Erev Tuchumim, but somebody who every Erev Shabbos makes his Erev Tuchumim. So then he is included. As the Rav knows this, so then the Kavach Chaim says he can be included. In the name of the Tzlach, he says this is good. This is like a person who lives in the Tuchum since he does this every week. And he can rely upon the Erev of the Rav. The issue foot number 38 brings down, somebody put his Erev Tavshilin in the house, and then he traveled outside his Tchum, so he can't reach his Erev Tavshilin. So the Sasemis is not sure, does this count or not? Is this a good Erev Tavshilin or not? However, Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down she'ena erev morilo. It's not a good erev tashlum because you can't get to it. However, im chazar v'iskarivel erev, but if he did go back, so nechshav adavar kinim to erev, then he refound his erev and it would be perfectly good to use it. Rav Azaz Zatzal and the Shevet Alevi brings down she'etochin shedafko liskos es erev li'acher in a moil kisha halo michutz l'tchum. It's no good for somebody else who's outside the tchum. But for himself, even though he's outside the area, he made a Erev Tchum, so he can't get back to his original Erev Tavshilin that he made, it still is good for him, because he started preparing on Erev Yontif for Shabbos. So for him, it personally is good. The Erev Tavshilin is not ruined by the fact that he went outside the Tchum, even though En Yochol Lovo Elo Iruv B'Yontif. Nevertheless, l'fikoch, afal pishul l'chachila yesh la'ach midavav, or you shouldn't do this l'chachila, but the evan, if you did it, you could be mekil. And certainly, if anybody in your family is still left over there, absolutely, that is good. Siftes, the Mechaber writes, das meniach bo'inon, you need to have the person who puts the Erev Tavshilin, he has to have das, she'chavid lo'tzi l'achar, to intentionally go and be motzi other people. If he doesn't have that specific das, it's no good. Sivkot Lamed, the Mishnah Berurah says, L'chora mil subshiti. It's obvious. Why would you need to tell me this? Shari ena motzi achi zaka de'achet. Because the only way you motzi is if you're mizaka all via somebody else for those people. Ne'efshor, the Mishum Sefer. Maybe the reason why we say this up front in Sif Tes is because of the end of Sif Tes, where it says, the avol das, the nok v'chule, noket lo. I will read that in a second. There are other concerns or situations here that maybe makes the reisha not so pshita. Alternatively, or maybe this is when you just motzi stam. It's only good for anybody stam, even though you didn't specify the names. You said anybody in the city. Anybody that's within the tchum of my city. Like we just learned in Sif Ches. In any event, the Mechaber continues here. As he says, the person who puts the Erev Tavshilin down needs to have das to be motz to the others. However, avol das mi shenicho bishvilo, but the other people who he's making the Erev Tavshilin for, lo b'inim b'shas hanocha, they don't need to know this at the time that he's putting it down. Rak, they just need to know, eventually, sheyidyu b'yom tov, if they forgot to make the Erev Tavshilin, they go to the Rav and say, what should I do? So then the Rav has to tell him then, kol m'shiasa levashlo l'tzorech ha-Shabbos, before they start cooking on Friday afternoon, yom tov, Friday afternoon, for Shabbos. So he has to tell him, don't worry, you're allowed to do that, because I made an Erev Tavshilin for you. The Mishabur Sivkot Lamed Aleph explains, Klomar, imno de lo b'yom tov, shenicho Erev be'ado, if these other people know that the Rav made the Erev for them, mutar lo levashlo, then they're allowed to go and cook, afogav shelo nimlechu imo be'es hanocha, even though they didn't know this at the time of the hanocha. They insert daito klal, because their das is not essential. It's only the person who makes the Erev Tavshilin that has to have das for them. Ulishon rak shio diu, the Klomar, and says that he has to let them know, who kidei sheyedu shechol levashlo shavos, not that he has to let them know, and they have to say, yes, I'm Yotze. No, they just have to know that an Erev Tavshilin was made, and that they can rely upon it, but they don't have to have specific kavana to have been Yotze with that Erev Tavshilin. Now the Rabbi adds, hagoh, v'yim derech hagoh do l'liyach aleim, if the rabbi always does this, so then, sobuch n'alav mistama, then they can rely upon this, and even if they don't know that the rabbi specifically tells them, I made the Erev for you, they can rely upon the fact that the rabbi goes and always does it, so this year he did it as well. Sivkot Lamed Beis, the Mishbur says, Oso Shishachu Onensu, this is all about somebody who forgot, or there was an extenuating circumstance. The Bevade Erbu Ba'ad Kula, because of course the Rav had them in mind. Ba'afogav Shaloh Huchraz, even though they didn't announce it. However, the Yesh Me'achronim Shuatz Olomar, there are those Achronim that want to explain this as follows. Lididon Shibinusach Birchas Erev Tavshilin Hu Lanu Ulchol Adorim Birazos, that the Nusach that we say is for us and anybody living in our city. Call me Shishachach Yochul Lismoch. Anybody that forgot can rely upon you. Devade Erev Ubadu, because you made the Erev for them, not only Godul Le'ir. V'cholku Aleihem, however, they argue, Shena Nusach Mo'el Klum. But there are those that say that this doesn't work unless somebody actually was mazakah on their behalf. It doesn't work. Just the fact that you said it, unless somebody was mazakah on them, as we'll learn in a moment in Sif Yod, it doesn't work. But since most people don't know this, and they don't do anything here at all, you can't rely upon this because most people don't do this. Unless somebody made specifically a zikoy on their behalf, as we'll now see in Sif Yod. If you're making an Erev Tavshilin for others, you have to go and acquire it for them via somebody else. Sivkot Lamed Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says, Kedei Shiyeh Lohem Chelik B'Tavshilin. So they should have a part of these Tavshilin, so it's considered that they started cooking on Erev Yontif, and therefore can continue cooking on Friday Yontif for Shabbos. Shiyuch Lismoch Al Zeh Levashel, so they can rely upon it. So you need to be Mezaka on their behalf. How do you do this? The whole Misha Mezaka Mayodah Be'Every Shabbos, Mezaka Mayodah Be'Every Tavshilin. Anybody that can do this for an Erev of Chatzeros can do this for an Erev Tavshilin. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot Lamed Daled. Ubahani, the Ika Pluksashon, there's a machlokis there. Can go, for example, be Ishto, Shemal Lo Mezonos, for your wife who you're responsible for her food, or your older son who you're also responsible for his food still. Shemaskinon Shom, that the maskana there is, the Bidiyevit Somchin Lakula, that you can rely upon this Lakula. And the issue footnote number 43 says it's talking about a son that's not yet married, because once he's married, it's different. Then you need to be mezaken ayodo af lechatchila. You rely upon this even lechatchila. So while there is a machlokas there in regards to er chatzeros, we paskin lekula so tovir maskin and shom b'dieved somchin lekula who adin hoch. So too we can rely upon over here lekula. Furthermore, because v'achronim the chol zeh b'ishto shel chelisimo. This is only if your wife normally eats with you. You're responsible for food. Aval amal lo mazonos v'imim v'ashelis v'me'atzma. But if you just give her money for food and she goes and normally cooks for herself, not with you, im kein eino nitfelis boso kideris haba. Then she's not subordinate to you, so to say. Utzricha erev b'yatei nafsha. Then she needs a specific erev for herself. And since she's doing this for herself to be mezaket, so therefore she can also be mezaket for other people as well. So the bottom line is, we reread Sif Yud again. If you're making the Erev Tavshilin not only for yourself but for other people, somebody has to be mezaket for those other people. As we said, mezaken ayodo be'Erev Tavshilin. This works for both of them, both the Erev Chatzeros and for the Erev Tavshilin. However, for somebody that wouldn't be mezaka for the Erev Chatzeros, so also a mezaken alav ayodo bezeh, then it doesn't work for them to be mezaka for the Erev Tavshilin as well. And he says, this was all discussed. The Ramah says, Ayin L'El and Simon Shin Samach Bav in Hilchos Shabbos, where this was discussed. Sif Yud Aleph. Tzorech Hazoch Lagbiya Erev Min HaKarka. The person who's doing the Erev Tavshilin has to lift it up from the ground, tefach, at least a tefach. That makes a valid Kinyan, that makes a valid mezaka on their behalf. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Lamed Hey tells us, V'u'adin in hoyo ha'erev munach alei zedavar. The same thing would apply if it's not on the ground, if the erev is on a table or on a plate. Shetzorach lagbiya tefach. You have to lift it up a tefach. And again, we learned all of this. He says, Ayin le'el and simen shin samavav, siv tez, v'mesh ha'kasu shom, what's written over there, which Dershu footnote number 46 reminds us, where it said, in regards to erev chatzeros, shegam ba'ofen sha'erev munach al gabi yodo, shalazoche ha'tluy ba'avir, if it's totally within your hand, you have to lift up your hand, a tefach. But if it's totally enclosed in your hand, then you don't even have to lift it up, because that's considered a separate reshus. Shari hukone mitzat kinyan yad. Then you don't have to lift it up in that situation. And tomorrow's shiur, we'll pick up over here how exactly is this zikui physically accomplished. With this, we conclude today's shiur.